alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Friday, opening day, November 15th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us every Friday in the second hour is Pastor Rusty Chatfield. He does a history lesson for us. He has an interesting lesson planned today. Frederick Bastier, the law from 1850. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Yes, we study this every year. It's a political philosophy. Frederick Bastiat, who wrote this book, a pamphlet, really, a very short book. But I just wanted to just say something before, because I heard the last end of the hour here. Listen, because you'll see this is true. I wish I were wrong. President Trump, President-elect Trump, future President Trump, will not be able to unite the country. The country will not be united under him. There's going to be, he's trying. His heart's in the right spot. He loves our country. He even loves people on the left. He's going to try. But I just came from a doctor's visit, and because I had a heart attack 12, 13 years ago, and so I got to get this medicine and so on and so forth. And they were asking me this, that, and the other, all these questions. And they want me to do this, that, and the other. Okay, all right, I get it. They know more than I do. But I said, doctor, I said, you know, I've just become skeptical of things. I'm just kind of skeptical of the whole medical profession. I said, this is, COVID did this to me. I wasn't so skeptical. And I'm not skeptical of you, doctor, or my people that I know. They're not a part of a worldwide conspiracy to try to kill the human race. I don't believe that. But I said, when the top doc tells me one thing, and then a year later he flips and tells me something completely different, and I'm supposed to take everything that they say as if it was written in the Bible, I've just become a little bit of a skeptic. And then they give me the argument, well, we've learned this, that, and the other. Yeah, but If they'd have been a little more humble and they told me, we're not really sure what this COVID is, but our best bet is do this, that, I'd have taken them at their word. I'd have said, oh, you know more about it than I do. But when they speak so authoritatively of things, and then they change the script in a year, and you want me to believe you a year ago, or you want me to believe you today?
Right.
And you want me to follow like a sheep? Is that what you want me to do? I'm just skeptical. That's all. I'm not saying I know more than you. But then I said to her, this doctor, I said, I take it you're not a fan of RFK. And she says, he's an idiot.
Whoa.
I mean, she just said, oh, he's out there for the money and this, that, and the other, and so on and so forth. And I said, I was taken aback at, Trump, as you, I'm sure you know, you've heard, he has appointed RFK.
Yep. Health and Human Services Secretary.
And I'm convinced he is an honest man, Kennedy. He's going against his family. He's calling him the way he sees him. I think he's honest. Does that mean I think he's right on everything? Probably not. Although, I don't know. Maybe he is right on everything. But I think he is honest. Yeah. And the kickback that I just heard, listen, when he starts saying these things, assuming he can get confirmed in the Senate, oh, boy, the medical community, the pharmaceuticals, they are going to push back.
Loaded for bear during his hearing.
The food companies, the seed companies, people are making lots of money on what they're doing. Now, listen, I'm not against fertilizer, and I'm not against the I'm just there watching. But I'm just telling you, we're going to be in for a fight here on all these confirmation hearings.
Absolutely. We'll get into that. We'll wrap that up and head into the lesson plan. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
We'll be right back.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Wrapping up that point that you were making, you know, I saw on Laura Ingraham last night talking about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and how the left and the medical people and all of these folks that are going to be coming out against him, saying he's not qualified, he's not a doctor, blah, 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 blah. 47.94% of the American population is clinically based on body mass index, body fat. 47.94% of Americans are obese. Fat. I used to be fat. I'm no longer fat. Leading to diabetes, heart issues, heart disease, all kinds of sickness in this country because of the foods that we eat. And he talked about, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. talked about, Missy went to Australia to visit her son. And she said, it's amazing. Some of the products that we have here in the United States aren't even on the shelves in Australia. They don't even have them. And I said, why is that? Captain Crunch, the breakfast cereal that they got kids hooked on, the yellow dye in it is absolutely leading cause of cancer. But yet it's in our food here in America. Doritos, Kamala Harris's favorite little snack, you know, the one that Whitmer was feeding the influencer, you know, communion with. There's chemicals in that chip that causes cancer. It's allowed to be here in the United States, Pat Sheffield, but it's not in Australia and other countries in Europe. Kennedy's saying we need to change what's allowed to be in our foods here in America. We need to change the soil conditions our farmers have. This guy has dived into the science of this stuff. And the pharmaceuticals and the drug companies and the hospitals and all these people are going to come out and testify against them during the Senate confirmation hearings. This is just unbelievable how Trump and Kennedy want to change things here in America and how much these diabolical, in my opinion, agencies and companies and businesses are going to fight every step of the way. I understand exactly what you're saying, trying to unite. I'm talking about uniting the people. I'm not talking about uniting the media. I'm not talking about uniting big business, pharma, you know, the pharmaceuticals, the drug companies, the hospitals, the doctors and all that. I'm just talking about the people.
I hope you're right, but I don't think you're right. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. People believe them. It is what it is. Let's be Christian. Let's be nice. I tried to nice. I said, doctor, I don't believe you're an evil person, but I'm just not all into this. And to your point, well, we're going to stop this. I don't even want the government stopping it. I'd like some information. I like it when you give information. I don't want more laws. I don't want more laws. I don't want more restrictions. I don't want more law. I want freedom. Okay, Frederick Bastiat wrote this book, really kind of a long pamphlet called The Law. And he was a political philosopher from France. If you watch Life, Liberty, and Levin, he talks about Bastiat all the time. I teach through this every 4 years, maybe every 2 years sometimes if I have enough time. It lines up exactly with the Declaration of Independence and the American view of government. Blackstone and Burke, very, very much. Okay, here's the first idea of Bastiat. Life is a gift from God. It precedes all others. God breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Life comes from God. Now, let me just say this. Bastiat doesn't really quote scripture, but this is all based on natural law. Anybody can see, though, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they're endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life. I just quoted Declaration of Independence, and he would say, life is a gift from God, self-evident truth. Then he would say, life cannot maintain itself alone. Oh, you have life, but life cannot maintain itself alone. we have, each of us has a, I'm quoting Bastiat, each of us has a natural right from God to defend his life, his liberty, and his property. So you have three ideas. Life is a gift from God. Liberty is a gift from God. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Then he would say, Bastiat would say, property. You have life, liberty, and property. All three of these rights that come from God are mutually dependent on the on each other. Your life and your property would do you no good if you don't have the liberty to enjoy it. And life and liberty without property, you're going to starve to death. And property and liberty without life, you're dead. You can't enjoy it. Life, liberty, property are all mutually dependent upon each other. And God has given us the, and this is taught in the Bible, but it's a natural right. And you can look at it outside when you see a bug trying to avoid a bigger bug. I mean, he's trying to stay alive. All nature says that everything tries to defend itself. Everybody, every animal, every human being, God put into us this natural idea of self-defense. So fundamental is our right to lawful defense. And that's something he talks about all the time. The natural right of defense. If everybody believes in it. Everybody believes in the right of self-defense. And you say, well, no, Pastor Chatfield, there's the Mennonites and the Amish. They don't believe in self-defense. Yeah, they really do. It's built into nature. Take an Amish who is a pacifist, take them out to a pool, hold their head underwater, and see what they do after a few seconds.
Sure.
They will eventually struggle trying to get air and bump your arm, do whatever it takes to maintain life. God built that into all nature. He created us that way. We have and that's why our Declaration of Independence says it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government. That whenever government or anybody tries to take away your life, your liberty, or your property, you have a natural right to defend yourself. It's a natural right. If somebody tries to kidnap you and take your freedom, you should struggle. It's built in. Nobody wants to be kidnapped and handcuffed and taken away or whatever. Kidnapped. It's a natural right of defense. Now, here's what law is. Law is, according to Bastiat, and I think it's a good definition, government, if you will, law is a collective organization of the individual right of lawful defense. Let me say it again. Law, government, is the collective organization of the individual right of lawful defense. That's the same teaching of John Locke when he wrote two treaties on government. And as you know, Thomas Jefferson, and most John Adams, most of the founding fathers, they were all devotees, disciples of Locke. The Declaration of Independence is all John Locke. And some of our direct quotes from what he wrote. Okay, I have an individual right to defend myself. Government is when Rusty and Randy and others, we get together and we form a government under God to defend our life, our lives, to defend our liberties, and to defend our property. We form a government because together we can defend ourselves. If we don't form government, then one bad actor can come and pick us off one at a time. And that is the whole notion of the social compact theory of government. That's that we are together. Now, by the way, I don't have time to. Some people would believe, and I hear Christians who believe the Bible, as do I, of course, they'll quote Romans chapter 13 and say, whoa, wait a minute here. God ordains all government. Well, yes, as general rule, God ordains government. But God does not ordain government to kill people. You say, well, did God ordain the government Adolf Hitler? Well, God allowed Hitler to take power, but that government was not of God. And the right thing to do under Nazism was to resist it. That was the right thing to do. And by the way, and if an application here. That's why when everybody said that Trump was Hitler, he was a Nazi, he's a Hitler. Hey, they were promoting assassination attempts. Really, whether they realized it or not, maybe they didn't realize it or not. Maybe it was just semantical exaggerations. But when you start calling somebody Hitler, hey, if I'm living in Nazi Germany during World War II, and Adolf Hitler's rounding up Jews to slaughter them, the right thing to do is to hide the Jews and try to protect life. That'd be the right thing to do. Would be to resist that. And if necessary, you have to use force. You have to do that. So law is the collective organization of the individual right of lawful defense. That's what law is. Now, we have, in all of us, this desire to live. We have a desire to live, to preserve our life. Now, here's what Bastiat says. He says, self-preservation and self-development are common aspirations among all people. The first common aspiration is we want to live. But most of us have a notion, an idea that we would like to develop ourselves. We'd like to be better. We'd like to be important or be used. Or as a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I want God to use me. I have some aspirations. Maybe you could use the word. Maybe you could use the word ego. Or I want to accomplish something. I've got ambition. See, ambition in of itself is not wrong. Hey, obviously Donald Trump has ambition. He's an ambitious man, and we're on his team trying to help him. But here's the deal. But while we're ambitious and we want to protect our lives, but we have this fatal tendency in us to sin. We're still selfish people. That is the way it is. Law is designed to protect people's lives, their liberty, and their property. When law goes beyond that, then it's gone beyond what law was designed by God to do. According to Bastiat, the two influences that have perverted the law are stupid greed and false philanthropy. In other words, you see somebody that has a need. They're hungry. So the government passes laws to feed that person. Problem is, what you've done now is you've taken a gun, the law, because the law, and here's another concept of Bastiat, law is force. Law is force. You've taken a gun and collected money from somebody who earned it to give it to somebody else who did not earn it. That's false philanthropy. It's false philanthropy. And so in other words, there's a lot of liberals look at poor people and say, well, these people are poor. We need to help them. Government's got to step in and help them. Well, we need to allow that person the freedom to help themselves. Now, another motivation or an influence that has perverted the law is stupid greed. Sometimes people just want power, and they want to take from one to give to another. Back in the day, back when this was written, especially during the Revolution and before the Revolution, it was you had the aristocracy who took advantage of the poor, the aristocrats, and then you had the peasants, and they were exploiting the peasants. Now –